Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. You're probably wondering, hey, what's going on? I thought there were going to be more episodes. Well, we got some requests for the episode that was responsible for the part from... You might notice in the part there's a part in the intro where you hear a woman say, touch the Muppet Baby. That is our good friend Teresa Lubelai, who we know from college, and this is the episode where all that started. It was one of my favorites. I hope you guys enjoy it. Surprise.
No. Are you going to play it later?
No.
Okay, you play it now. Just see if... Imagine the podcast just started and okay, this is the
so
song.
Instead of that one, you wanted this one?
Yeah. That's very funny to me.
I didn't choose this one because it's explicit. Yeah, that's what it is. He drops the N-word. But I mean, we've said the N-word before. So.
What the hell was
Sorry.
That?
I'm just getting it out now.
You don't do vocal warm-ups while we're
recording. What is
that? Ladies and gentlemen, if I may do some formal introductions, Justin Warsham is here today.
That is me.
It's his podcast.
Yay.
I am Kevin Miller, and we have the lovely and talented Teresa Lubelai.
The only guest... to have her own theme song.
No, Derek Carter.
Well,
he has his own, like, written theme song with his
name
in it.
Yeah, but this is more like...
He's the only one that has their own theme song written by Europe.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for clarifying that,
and
Teresa.
Thank you, Europe. Thank you.
Bring that back up, right?
Yeah.
This is my jam. Everybody have something to drink?
We're 5 minutes in. We already need to hydrate. We just need to hear the chorus. Is that what you want?
No, that was it.
Okay.
That's all I wanted. Yeah, thank you.
That was getting old already. That is the worst theme song I've ever heard anybody have.
By Europe.
I'm sorry.
You're dead weight, Europe.
We love you, Europe. Please send me free posters and blankets.
Does that happen? What are you, a disaster relief?
I've just heard stories.
You do know it's not the country that's going to be sending you these things. It's a band from the 80s.
What happened to Justin?
I just broke.
We need a new Justin.
Broke it down.
Literally.
Teresa, I'm admiring your little pink cell phone. It's cute.
Aww. Thank you.
It's nice. Oh, we need to take pictures of things
and
that we referenced.
And thank you, Sprint.
I got to get my camera.
Thank you, Sprint, for my cell phone.
Do they send blankets, too? You want blankets from...
If you have Sprint blankets. Is that how that works? I don't know.
Big pink fleece.
Would someone get a new Justin in here, please?
I don't know what my deal is.
I'll take pizza, too.
Pizza for 4,000.
Pizza.
For Sprint.
This topping is...
We normally have pizza before the show, but today...
Uh-oh. Timer. Oh. There's a beeper.
Okay, just wait. I don't think anybody else can hear it except for us.
Really? It's very distracting.
So. Really?
No.
Maybe if we stopped talking about it, it wouldn't be so distracting. What's more distracting, the beeping or the bright flashing lights of your camera going off? Don't you even dare. Oh. Now there's an orange light everywhere I look. Everywhere I look.
That's a good
one.
Good.
You can't even see my face in that picture.
Let's look at the rest of those pictures.
Let's do that now.
That's a nice one.
They show up on their... You need to listen to our podcast.
Teresa acts like she's like written a book on podcasting. Yeah. That's what she just did.
Tell us about how we should be podcasting.
Yeah, tell us more.
And how to turn off
the
alarm.
I've got a whole list of words you're not supposed to say, apparently.
Okay.
Really?
They start a little something like this.
I didn't know what you were going to do. I was waiting for the words.
Yeah.
Were you going to do George Carlin 7 words? Is that what your plan was? Or did you have dirtier words? That
well,
you were...
I had one word.
What?
What?
I was just going to say it probably 7 times. I don't know. I don't know how this works. I was trying to act like I knew how to do the job. I set that timer to go off.
This is what my fear was with having Teresa on.
She would take the show over.
Exactly. Everybody's gonna be like, why doesn't this chick have her own podcast?
Well, this is what
these two douchebags, all they do is talk about World of Warcraft and Star Trek. And then they get some chick on here who's funny.
You know, on Seinfeld they didn't have Elaine in the first episode. She came in later and that's when they plugged her in and kinda sold the show and moved it forward. And that's what I imagined was gonna happen with hers. And now our fan base will begin. They'll be like, yes.
Yeah.
She was the missing component of this formula. Like Fergie added to Black Eyed Peas, like Worf on Deep Space Nine.
Thanks for bringing it back, because I had no idea what you were talking about. I was like,
stop saying those words, Teresa.
It's really just one word said 7 times.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm pretty bored. Do you mind if I go make some cookies in the kitchen? Am I allowed to say cookies?
Yeah. Yes, you are. Okay.
But only cookies. Once.
Only once.
You can't say it's just cat an anus.
Start over from the beginning.
Please send me free stuff, Europe. Reverse.
Well, then, real quick, not to throw a big old wrench in our big riff fest here, but I want to make sure I don't forget these. We have emails that came in since our last episode. Virginia, who has written in before. I don't know how to pronounce her.
Riviera.
I was going to say Rivera.
Well, that might be right.
Okay. Well, you know,
she'll write in and tell us.
She says, Justin and Kevin, I could not stop laughing when you guys had World of Warcraft on your podcast, which is very nice to hear. You may not have heard, Teresa. You know, we had an episode.
I don't listen to the show. No, I'm not kidding. I don't.
I know.
We know you're not.
I'm not even sure what we're doing here today.
Could you at least sound enthusiastic about what you're doing and like not try and send us up the river?
Oh,
like,
yeah, no problem. I'll work on it.
Work on it. We're starting.
Yeah,
we're already into it.
This thing started?
This is not...
Remember the whole music, and then you're getting blankets from Europe?
Like a practice.
No, this is the show.
I don't even know what's going on here. That's more positive.
That's good.
Use your words and keep talking.
Kevin played World of Warcraft and Guild Wars. Are you a fan of World of Warcraft?
What race do you play?
White.
So human. You play the humans?
Human race, sure.
They have black people in there as well.
Well, then she wouldn't play that.
Yeah, I've never seen that podcast.
It's a video game, Teresa.
I don't know. Sorry.
That's a callback. See, he disagrees with things with his beard.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah, you can hear it on the audio.
This is me not liking you.
Oh, I heard that.
That's also the sound of people not liking you, not liking her, because that noise doesn't like their speakers right now.
I don't like their head right now.
It's a metal microphone, you nitwit.
That was a dumb idea.
It won't be your last. Oh. It's hard because you have to stop talking. But anyway, Kevin played World of Warcraft and Guild Wars for the sole purpose of me deciding not which one I prefer, or not which one was which, but just to see which one I preferred just by hearing him play it. That was his plan.
Well, and to see which one was
Since then, we've taken Kevin's privilege away of coming up with segments for the show.
I noticed that I didn't get my computer this week.
Yeah, I've told you I couldn't find time to get the cable.
Kittens inspired by kittens!
That was great. By the way, look that up on YouTube. Kittens inspired by kittens. It's awesome. Well worth it. The name does not do it justice.
It doesn't make any sense.
It should be awesomeness inspired by an 8-year-old. But anyway, Virginia, she says she was laughing with
Rivera.
Rivera.
Yeah.
Did she text you? Or?
Yes. Like, we just got a call in.
No, exactly.
Correction.
Oh, Darren wants us to have call ins so bad. I don't even know how to do it.
There are a number of people here in LA that do live podcasts that broadcast in like real time and then also record it. So we could take call-ins.
We do record it in real time.
No, I'm sorry that they broadcast streaming right now. Like, you would be able to tune in Monday nights at 8 o'clock, listen to the Dead Weight Show. That's what I want to call it, by the way. Did I tell you that?
Calling it that. It's the JK show. J/K. Yeah, we're calling it. It's called that.
Teresa, what name do you think is a better name for a podcast?
Kittens and inspired by Kim.
See, now are you happy? Now are you happy?
I do like that name.
Oh, Jesus.
I like that name, too.
Let's do it the Jesus podcast. We would have so many more listeners.
Yeah. Angry letters.
And he knows how to use an apple.
Angry letters. angry letters.
I bet Jesus would prefer an apple above a pizza.
Let's move on. In my church, they would agree. If I could count the number of times I've gotten flack for rolling in with my Dell laptop, and they're like, anytime the Dell shows up for a Sunday morning where we have to use it, they have to pray over it, lay hands on it, and ask that it will work well. I'm not exaggerating.
So she says, it reminds me of the episode on the Big Bang Theory when the girl gets hooked on WoW, which is short for World of Warcraft.
Did she play WoW or Halo?
She played WoW. They were playing Halo or something, but she got into WoW for some reason.
Later, she played WoW, too.
Yeah.
That's the same
plot. A great show. If you guys are TiVoing it, check out the Big Bang Theory. Are you a fan, Teresa?
I don't have cable.
It's on network television.
Are you serious? I don't have network. No, I do have cable. I just don't watch TV.
Are you that person? Really?
No, I do watch TV. Or I don't. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You guys are looking upset.
I like the potato version of Teresa right now. This like caged animal.
I work in TV.
Yeah.
And I don't have time to watch it.
Oh, because it's like bringing your work to your home. Oh, is that what it is? Oh, I make shows for the Animal Planet and the History Channel. And that has everything to do with great sitcoms. Yes.
Why are you angry?
I don't understand. I don't know.
See, I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Maybe that's why I'm angry. I don't know.
You like to hurt people's feelings?
I do.
Let's bring this out into the open. I wanted to practice this podcast to go live.
Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I just wanted to try my radio therapist voice. Why don't you continue with Virginia's email?
We have like four more of these, so we should fill the entire show. So thanks for being a guest, Teresa. This will be awesome.
Guys. She says, caller.
Put your phone down.
Well, that's the thing. I could do. I was trying to think of a way, but because you know how you have that eighth inch input that you have on the phone, but I don't know how it can go into the board and everything we have here.
But you turn it into a quarter inch jack. I have a converter. I've recorded voicemails off my phone onto my hard drive.
Is that illegal?
No.
Are you sure?
Mm. Yes.
This sounds like a conversation you should have after. After we get through Virginia's email.
Wow.
I'm just looking out for you, Virginia. Come out, Virginia. Don't make me wait.
This is what's going to happen. Now we're going to get flooded with emails of the actual... Because we get maybe four emails from four of our listeners. We have like 150-something or something like that now.
Nice.
Now everybody's going to be, finally, our voice will be heard.
She's our producer.
Exactly. She's like, wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. Let's move it on, fellas.
Do you work in television?
We don't listen either.
But I do.
Hey, listen to this sound.
I am getting paid for this, right?
I just want to see how long I could distract you with this.
Not long enough.
Kittens.
She says, I love listening to Kevin talk about it. Hello.
What?
That and Star Trek.
What?
Congrats, Justin, on being the best. I was like, is she saying I'm better than you? But then I played the song, You're the Best Around, because I got cleared to work in the Funny Bones and the Improvs, which you don't know, Teresa, because you don't
listen to the podcast.
Because somebody's too busy not watching TV.
To not listen to a podcast.
Exactly. What do you do with your free time?
Kittens drink? Inspired by kittens. And drink.
She says, I'm proud of you, and I'm getting together a big group to see you at Roosters in April. Can't wait. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Justin Worship going to be coming to Rooster Tea Feathers April 2nd through 5th. Sunday.
Yeah, nowadays they go Sunday.
That's all they do?
Because they used to say that like
Sunday. Now it's Sunday in the amphitheater on Sunday.
You never heard them?
They Justin totally Worsham, the BMX race off. Someone will lose their head. Well, let's quit plugging BMX and start plugging my show. Justin Worsham will jump off his own handlebars. No, I don't do any BMX. It's a comedy. Triple flips in the air. No, I do comedy. Someone will die. I tell stupid jokes about my kid.
I really want to see your show now.
And then we got another one from Kelly Goodrum, who is our good friend Chris's wife. And this one says, hey, Justin and Kevin. Justin, happy birthday, because I just turned 30. Teresa, you were there. Yeah.
Top.
Now, wasn't it you that you said that you thought that you were older than me? Is that what you said?
I did. I thought that I was older than you.
And you're not older
than me. How long have you guys known each other and you didn't know
29 years young.
Younger than me?
Younger.
That's hot.
I am 1 year old. It's like Benjamin Button.
Liars and spiders.
Growing backwards. I did not mean to ruin that movie for anyone.
Spoiler alert. Too late. We'll edit that out. It says, I listened to your podcast about how you like getting old and how happy you were to turn 30. Well, shut up. I find it odd how we women turn 30 and dread it. So look forward to that, Teresa. November 9th.
How dare you? That's not my birthday.
Yeah, it is.
She said, I stepped into my after 20s on February 2nd. So happy birthday to Kelly. Thanks for making my day suck. And that's what we do. We try that's to true. Make people's day suck.
Here's a little tip for you. When I turned 30, I decided I turned 2010. And this year I turned 2011. Huh? Who's with me?
I have no idea which. Oh, you're saying you just named the year.
Yeah. So instead of going like 28, 29, 30, you go 28, 29, 2010, 2011, 2013.
I think that's going to take off. I think Teresa's hearing a dial tone in her head right now.
That's what I hear.
You think we can start the fax machine if we hit the right tone?
Did I tell you about the time that I got mad at the automated thing? And I was like, I just made that noise like, because here's what I do. I curse at it when it's like, if you would like to, you know, hear more options, press six or say six or whatever. I just start cussing at it because there's a part of it where I hope that if it hears curse words, then it says, we'll connect you with a representative. Oh. And it just makes like, I could be like, F you, you stupid SOB, you know? And
really?
And then it goes, we'll connect you with a representative momentarily.
So if you just drop an F bomb right there in the beginning, do you think it would jump over?
That's how I start. I just start singing F you to the William Tell, like, F you. And I just do that. And then at the end, I go, F you. And I yell it into, and then it'll go. This is what I do in my car. Like, it's not me by, like, the sidewalk.
With your son.
Yeah.
With your Bluetooth.
When he gets to say it, that's going to be off. But here, so at one point, I just went, oh, like, or something like that. I did a high-pitched thing, and it goes, you have selected six. I'm like, this stopped. Like, it actually entered in a number that I didn't
mean.
I was like, wow, that's crazy. I didn't know it did that.
Well done.
Yeah, I didn't know I had perfect pitch. and then we have Jeremy Schutz, who's also an avid listener, although he's temporarily unable to listen right now because his internet is gone. I'm not sure how that happens.
Well, it did dry up.
The internet went dry?
He was still able to send an email. That's weird.
Well, he's on MySpace through his cell phone. That he explains that. You might want to take the rudeness down a notch. This is our fan base. Okay. Let's not try and...
Mr. Schutz.
Not to alienate everybody. You're 15 minutes in? Yeah, thanks.
Apologize.
She's already still on the show. I want to listen to her podcast.
Kevin.
It'll be Tuesday night at 7 p.m.
Rocky, get out of here. Now the dog's
home.
Please
tune in.
All right. So here's Jeremy's email. He said, I wanted to write in earlier, but I don't have the internet right now. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. I know how Kevin. Oh. It says, I loved how Kevin played the two games and you guys compared them. Maybe not interesting to everybody, but I think I know what might make a good segment.
Wait a minute. I don't approve of this email. We need to read this before we go on.
No, you are. I think you are.
Okay.
He said, you guys mentioned how you do voice acting for video games. So I think you could play some like samples is what he's saying. He's basically saying
that would be fun.
Some stuff from our work, but I don't know how. He said, I don't know if you can get it, and I don't even know how I could get it.
Legally. We could do a little.
I think it would be fun to hear. I wish I had all the files because like I'm all like I think we talked about this before on the show is that I'm all the black passengers on Crazy Taxi 3.
Some of it up. Well, the issue with that email is that it alludes to the idea that we have segments, which we don't.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what this is. No, because I like that illusion.
I mean,
what
yes,
people think
we have segments.
People
next, we're going to discuss.
Listen to me, Teresa. Teresa, you could listen.
Okay, let's whisper. I like Jeremy.
Okay, listen.
I like Jeremy.
He's got a girlfriend. We need to marry this one off, Teresa.
I'm going to rub on Kevin a little bit.
Don't you dare. Suddenly, we're at a slumber party.
I'm like little schoolgirl.
Kittens inspired by kittens. I'll let you touch mine if you let me touch yours.
What kind of slumber party is this?
What kind of slumber party did you guys have? You guys never did that?
No, game? I did. We did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of place did you...
Was it a co-ed slumber party?
Yeah. Sure, whatever.
Why would you touch another dude's stuff?
I don't. You asked. Just read the email.
So Jeremy, call me. You're gonna start taking callers next week.
He also he thought we should also start talking about Magic the Gathering.
She just said we're going to start taking callers next week, like she's gonna be here
on my show.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering.
She's gonna. He wants to talk about Magic the Gathering, and then he thought it'd be fun because Evelyn, our good friend, was a voice on the game, the video game of it.
That's what brought. That's what created the Magic the Gathering Renaissance of 2004. We could get Jeremy on here. I'll talk Magic with him.
Let's do it.
And then he says, anyway, loving the podcast and can't wait till I get internet again so I can keep up with future podcasts. Tell Kevin and Natalie I said hi, too. So, Natalie, hi. Aww. There she is. She's taking pictures of all of us. And then I got a text message the day after the episode went out, the last episode where we talked about Mr. Joseph Bears. And
that's right.
I think
we talk about Joseph Bears every week.
Yeah. Do you know Joseph Bears, Teresa?
No, don't.
Yeah. Consider yourself lucky. Consider yourself lucky. Okay. He was never been a guest. Nobody knows who he is. I mean, you can maybe.
Not even his own wife.
Yeah. He said he just sent me Sudoku Death Grip live. That's all he said.
Yeah, that's what I got too.
Okay, he sent it to you. I thought it was meaning that he was going to be in LA and he was just going to. At first I was like, does he know when we record the show? Mm. And is he just going to pop in?
He mean Sudoku Death Grip lives and he just left off the S?
Probably.
Fun with grammar.
Probably. I mean, have you seen the way he spells his last name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who does that?
With two T's and an A.
Doesn't even sound like Bears.
The A's silent.
Oh, my gosh.
What's going on?
Oh, that is gross.
Oh, what happened?
My wife just got my attention so that she could see her. She has this new thing where she has my son give the dog a dog treat.
Right.
Okay. But my son is 5 months old, so anything you show him, it could be razor blades. He will put it in his mouth.
Yeah, he put my foot in his mouth earlier.
Why would you give it to him?
I wanted to see if he put it in his mouth.
Fair enough.
I think that's pretty clear.
So I turn around just in time to see Jacob have a dog treat in his hand, but then he put it in his mouth, and then the dog came and ate it out of his mouth. And took
Oh,
away.
Adorable. That was adorable.
You know, poor kid, you were going to grow up with no T-shirt and overalls. Even though we live in Southern California, you're going to be the only hillbilly in Southern California.
And he'll date Britney Spears. My mother said that I used to eat the dog food.
Yes, every kid does it.
Really?
When they start crawling, you have to watch out.
I'd eat it. And then we got a new dog, and the new dog didn't like it when I ate her food, and she bit me in the face.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, my dad would have killed that dog in a very creative way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I can't.
Skinning.
I think it's illegal for me to tell the story.
PETA.
Because I used to tell the stories in my act. Like, there was one time my dad came to a show, and I was like, remember that time he hung a cat in the shower? Bah, ha, ha. And he was like, yeah, you probably can't tell people that. I think that's illegal.
I don't think that's true. You can say whatever you want.
I think it bothered him because it was true, and then other people would, like, maybe, like, I don't think, because he knows it's true, and I know it's true.
Right. So I was going to say.
Yeah.
Do you also hit your wife, which you allude to in your
It's
act?
All based on truth, Kevin.
Oh, man.
All of it on truth.
Okay, we need to shut this down.
What did you say about a dog? You never ate.
We had to shut him down.
There's no such thing. Wait, okay, there we go. There's no such thing as TK. That's not even a short for anything.
Technical knockout?
Todd Klotz.
Yeah.
He works with me, TK.
All right, okay. Well, you guys have fun then.
Okay, see you later.
Sorry.
So, Teresa.
So, I was saying I never ate dog food. Maybe it's a girl thing. I don't know.
Any ladies out there eat dog food when you're a lady, when you're a baby lady?
We can't take callers on this show.
1-800-JKJKJ.
Maybe.
You can't use a phone number that has my name if I'm not on the show.
I'm sorry. 1-800-JUSTIN-WORSHIP.
Sunday, April 2nd through 5th. With a rooster tea feather, get ready to laugh.
Awesome. You think that's funny, Teresa? You didn't hear you laugh.
No, I didn't.
Teresa's not amused.
Teresa's normally very amused by us.
No, I'm enjoying it.
Are you embarrassed?
You're lying through your teeth.
I'm not lying through my teeth.
That's true.
No, I'm enjoying it quite immensely, but I don't. I wish I could participate in the Zendaya.
See, you just did. Yeah.
You do pretty good sound effects for a girl. Most girls can't make good sound effects.
Yeah. 23 minutes for those of you keeping track.
No, it's true. Ladies, try to make the sound of a door slam.
Kittens.
I'll give you space for it. Okay, if you made this sound or slam, that's not
shut a sound door.
Yeah, exactly.
Door shutting.
Which is okay because girls don't, they don't play with toys.
Yeah. I'm gonna do a sound of a siren right now.
And a baby crying. It was good.
I don't think they can hear it.
But see, women can have good relationships with each other because they play with Barbies, and men can't do that. So,
is that where they learn to be lesbian?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't think you and I are on the same page.
Uh-huh. You need to jump on mine, my friend, because it is hot on my page.
Secrets
47
revealed.
Is 1,000 times better than 48.
It's one page over.
Funnier if I would have said 69 is better than 70.
Wow.
Yeah, right? There she goes. That's what Teresa needs. She likes to talk about. Oh, I had one bit. And I forgot it already with all the stuff with her theme songs that I wanted because I knew she hadn't listened to the show. And I wanted to get on and go, Teresa, welcome to the show. I don't know if you know much about it, but this is where we talk about our sexual fantasy. Guest always goes first, so go ahead.
Well, there we were. Children eating dog food. It wasn't very sexual. I wasn't sure where we were going with that. I was trying to make stuff up about your childhood.
Throw up. That was disturbing.
I don't know. Sorry. I was kind of aroused. I thought it was.
But Teresa does have some of the funniest stories from her childhood, which I would like to explore for the delight of our listeners.
All right.
Tell us about the time that you almost killed yourself.
What? Which time?
How is this funny?
It's funny.
It's not funny.
I think it's funny.
Actually, it's really
you
sad.
You were rude. No.
I've
accidentally.
Gone through several years of counseling, but great. Let's bring this up now to the masses.
No, it's fine. There's only 148
people. Well, to be fair,
people.
Yeah. 148.
Most of which we know. So.
Okay, good.
And you probably know through indirectness.
Yeah, exactly.
Possibly. Jeremy.
Shoots.
Yeah.
Not Carso. I don't think Carso listens. Think
he should.
He's too busy being a dad. I have time.
Do you listen to podcasts?
Huh?
What?
I listen to every podcast.
In the entire world?
No, of ours.
Oh, got it.
And most of the others.
Got it.
That's how I... Anyway, go ahead. Your story of your attempted accidental suicide?
Oh, yes.
Hold on. I'm sorry to pull from you, but you need to. Everybody needs to look over at the couch and see what's happening with my crazy, retarded wife over there. She's taking pictures of my kid on the sofa. Well, look at what he's wearing, Kevin.
You just
give me a break.
He's got his overalls on without a shirt.
He doesn't know what's happening.
You know, the poor kid and his camo socks. The camo socks
are
cute.
Is this why you gave her a child so she can have something to play with?
Pretty much. I'm on the road a lot. Daddy's getting busy now, so now somebody...
She changed him faster than she changes the diaper.
Well, that's the thing. I don't understand. Like, that's what I think is unfair about, like, you mentioned girls playing with dolls. I was thinking about this today. She always makes fun of, A, the way I dress him. She did right when Teresa walked in the door.
That's true.
Like, she has to make an excuse. Like, I wouldn't put him in that outfit. Because he had a blue onesie on that had a bunch of cars on and some brown sweats. And I chose camouflage socks. You tell me what camouflage does not go with, number one.
Yeah,
okay.
You
couldn't
see
even
it.
See his feet.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, and then I chose brown socks because it's kind of neutral. We don't have a matching blue outfit of pants for that. He's got like three different kinds of pairs of pants. I'm not going to put jeans on him because they don't unbutton and they're not easy to take on and off. Like, and I never played with dolls when I was a kid, so how am I supposed to know how to dress them either? Because putting the clothes on and off is not easy. I made him cry the first time I put a onesie over that kid's head. He couldn't breathe. He started flailing around, and then I finally got it over his head, and then he cried for 15 minutes.
That sounds traumatic. I think the problem is that you don't have a sense of color.
But my parenting is okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Who cares?
Okay, then I don't care. Because that's the real issue. I don't care what he looks like. Who cares what he looks like?
Have you put him underwater?
Not more than three times, I think.
For how long?
Well, he's got to learn to swim.
Okay.
And breathe
fine.
Underwater.
Let's be clear. You had a baby, not a guppy.
No, they breathe in the water, in the womb. So I figure he's still
that's
got the
true.
Stuff right now.
There's
I'm trying to think
true.
Ahead.
That's true.
If we got global warming coming and the
I've
whole world
the
gets flooded, flooded, or and you're floating because it's flooded, and then it turns into water world, water. He's got to have gills
words.
Like Kevin Costner.
What
then he's the one who finds dirt for everybody,
okay.
Eventually grows trees so everybody can eat. My son is going to be the savior in an apocalypse.
I'm going to go make some cookies in the kitchen.
I'm going to play World
I'm
of Warcraft.
Some dog food in mine. Anyway, so you were talking about your attempted suicide as a child.
Well, it was very traumatic.
No, it wasn't. Stop that. Tell the story the way it's supposed to be told.
I've never heard this story.
You've heard this story.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Teresa has a bucket
it's
of humor.
Story.
I know the story about her twin. That's the only story I know.
Well, that's why I think she almost killed herself. I think it was her twin.
Whoa.
Coming together.
Revenge.
Exactly, like that movie. Twins
with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's what it was, yeah.
Governator. Yeah. To use him by this term.
Lo siento.
No, not lo siento.
That's Spanish.
For governor?
Sí.
Can you speak fluent?
I speak Spanish.
Un poquito. And
what?
Lo siento.
Is she cursing us up?
I think so.
I think she's just naming streets in Los Angeles.
I saw The Class last night at the Arclight. It is a terrible movie that's nominated for a bunch of awards.
Oh.
It'll put you to sleep. So if you want to read a movie.
Go pay $12 and go to a huge bright screen.
Exactly.
Go read a movie. That's what
it's,
you said.
It's translated, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's bad.
Anyway, back to our suicide.
Oh, I like to call this story the day I never was allowed to have a jump rope again.
Yay, this needs theme music.
Sorry. Is that the, no, that's her theme. Let's do, how about this one?
You're simply the best.
The day, no, that's good. The day Teresa wasn't allowed to have,
this might be more sad.
Oh, the day that Teresa was no longer allowed to have.
Read by
narrated
Teresa Lubai.
By Teresa Lubai.
Produced by Alan Caldwin. It always seems like a name like
this
that.
This podcast is supported by listeners like you.
Seriously, tell your
and
friends.
Febreze. Please send it to Teresa. 3 cases of it with some blankets.
Do you just need some... Do you need blankets?
It's really drafty in my apartment.
Let's find out why there are no jump ropes in your apartment.
Oh, well, we always wanted nice childhood things like a swing set or, I don't know, hula hoop. And we didn't have the money, at least not when I was the 4th child of our children.
Of how many?
4. I was the 4th child of 4.
Okay.
Okay. Is that math right?
Yeah, why are you getting angry at me?
No, I'm not getting angry.
Whoa, and your wife walked by and hit you in the head
I
for no reason.
I hate it when a chick shows up in this house because she gets all mouthy like, you know, like you're going to be able to help her defend herself when you
they
leave.
They just high-fived as we walked by.
Sorry.
This is why I don't date. It's so our relationship, Justin, stays the same. Get off of me.
Let's just date for a week, Kevin.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Give me a man.
Wait, what's that? You're not supposed to make them planned. Now he's already in pajamas. See how quickly she did that?
Wow, that was fast.
Anyway, back to your suicide.
Oh, so there it was. We made our own rope swing, what we like to call a rope swing. But basically, we tied a jump rope in the shape of a noose and then tied it to a tree branch in our front yard. and that was our swing. And basically, we just pushed our body up onto this rope, and it was very uncomfortable. So I'm not sure why we had it for as long as we did and swung on a rope in a tree. But I was too small to get up on it on my own. So we had a old tire, good old Sunland tires in our front yard.
Did you grow up in Arkansas?
No, actually a small town here in San Fernando Valley.
Known as?
Sunland.
Oh, same difference. That's the Arkansas of Los Angeles County.
Yes, and the capital for meth labs.
Yeah, really? That's why it's Arkansas, because where there are rednecks, there will be meth labs. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I know this when I first moved down here, is that we drove through Sunland to get to where you and I worked together at AAA out in Montrose, and they had horses out there.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's pleasant. We had horses in Fremont. And cows in the hills. And
that's why we get along, because you're also a redneck. You just don't know it.
That's true. The neighborhood I grew up in was redneck.
Redneck.
In the middle of
the
metropolis. You think? I hated my neighbors. I think that orchestra music is still playing in the background.
Yeah, I know. That's how we class it up. She's telling a story.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm telling a classy story. So there we were with the old tire in my front yard, and we turned it on its side, and that was my stepping stool. And one day I was on top of the tire, pushing myself up onto the jump rope. The tire fell over I slipped down and the rope caught me around my neck and I was hanging from a tree. See, in our funny. Front yard. Oh, it's
no, I thought there was like a joke story. This sounds like a real story.
No, it is a real story. Real sad. Thank you.
It's not sad.
Up.
This is funny.
I've
go on.
Like 5 years of therapy for it, but this
six.
Is
she
unraveling.
Said six earlier.
Unraveling before you. So thankfully, my sister saw me. She happened to be in the front yard and saw me. She turned and I was blue. And wow. She came over, pulled me down.
How old were you again?
I was probably seven, I think. I had rope burn around
my neck.
Old
enough to know better.
Rope, thank you. Mm. Oh, kick me when I'm down.
Yeah, well, or hanging.
Or hanging. Okay. I'm going to... yeah, that's always funny.
All right, go ahead.
So I had rope burn around my very wow. sore neck, and my mom ended up cutting up all of our jump ropes, and we never had jump ropes again.
Can
that's
you jump
because
you hung yourself on a tire swing?
I used to be really good. Yes. Well, it wasn't even a tire swing. It was a tire and a rope.
That's a tire swing. Oh,
no,
was it hanging
were
from
connected.
Something?
Neither were connected. The tire was our ladder.
The tire to get
the rope.
To the rope
was the swing, and it was
and
just a
noose.
And
you put your butt in the noose, right?
Yeah, butt in the noose.
Yeah.
But in the noose.
But in the
now,
noose.
Okay, now I'm with you.
Okay.
Maybe you use the tire to stood up, and you slid in through the hole of a noose, and
right.
then slid all the way through, and we're yeah. actually...
There you go. There you go.
Who gives their kid... I mean, well, here's the reality is, I was going to say, who gives their kid a noose? But I had multiple nooses when I was a kid. My dad used
sure.
to make them, and
I
he taught me
rockets,
how to
yeah.
time, like, and all that. I have a similar story where my cousin, my grandpa taught me how to tie a square knot, so I decided I was going to fly... like Superman, and so I wrapped a rope around a tree branch probably 18, 28 times, something like that, wow. and then I wrapped it around myself another, you know, 20 times, and then I thought I was going to tie a knot in the part that was coming down from the branch, but what I think, because I was like maybe four or five, because my parents weren't divorced yet, so I thought, but I think I just tied a knot in the end of the rope thinking that would hold on because he taught me how to tie a knot. And then my cousin was standing there at the bottom of this tree going, you better get down, you're going to hurt yourself. I'm like, shut up, I know what I'm doing. And then I go, watch, and I let go. And I just basically came down this rope like a yo-yo. Like,
oh, man.
And I remember spinning, and then I remember the last thing, I still remember this today, the last thing I see is the brick coming at my head.
Nice.
And then the next thing I woke up at my grandma's lap, and she was like, she did the, you know, the thing you see in the movies where she's rocking me and she right. my eyes open, she goes, oh, thank God. Oh. And then she immediately goes, what were you doing? What were you doing? She starts yelling at me and everything, and like she's told me now she felt so bad because like she used to babysit us and she had to call my mom. My mom had to leave work and then my mom took me to the doctor and I had a mild concussion.
I had a similar story to that one too.
Really?
With making my own hammock.
Nice.
This is what happens when you don't give kids television, by
right.
the way.
Right. Yes.
This is what they
that
do.
That is. Yeah. That is exactly right. Or extracurricular activities.
It's so funny because
you had
extracurricular
activities?
We all have stories that involve tying knots because I when I was in Cub Scouts, we learned how to tie our handkerchiefs in a way that you could make the special little handkerchief knot. And I took that same knot and put it around my stuffed animal, and I still have it.
Weird. Nobody got hurt. Good story.
But I made a knot.
Thought that was going somewhere else.
Wait, is that the end of the story?
Yeah, his name's Muttley, and I've had him since 1985, and he sits on my bed.
You didn't almost kill yourself, huh?
Was that part of the story? Do I need to include that?
Okay.
We got him at Target. Targets are what you kill people with.
Good story.
Let's go back to stories about you dying again.
Right. Yeah.
I have pound puppies.
They're not really from the pound. They have no sadness.
No. Well, they're painted to look that way.
What?
They're painted to look sad. Their little eyes are droopy and their pouty lips. And no matter how much you hug them, they always look sad. I'm like, why are you still sad? I've been loving you for years.
Whoa. Wow. This story just changed over real quick.
Oh, wow. So it is relevant. Good.
You should
let you play musical.
right, fun with music.
You don't need any more theme songs. What happened to your similar death story, Teresa?
Oh, that was when I tried to make my own hammock. And in my theory, it was we had bunk beds, and I went to the top of the bunk bed, had a blanket that was tucked into one side of the mattress underneath. And then I thought, I just need something heavy that'll hold the other side of the blanket. And then I can get down hanging off the bed, basically. in my own hammock, if that makes sense. I pulled yeah. I was a child, and I managed to pull an entire rocking horse, wooden rocking horse, up to the top bunk that wow. I put one side of the blanket on, and the other was tucked underneath the mattress. And then my full body weight, which was, I don't know, as a kid, 40, 50 yeah, pounds.
Somewhere in there.
Was hanging, and I was there for a while. I mean, and until I started like being like, I could swing, and I couldn't swing. I fell straight down, and the rocking horse came right after
nice.
Me. So I'm surprised I didn't pass out from the conk to the floor, which I did fall out of a bunk bed as an adult in college. Wow, the stories are just flung out. How much time we got?
Yeah, we have plenty.
But I didn't have
we can do a two-parter if we need to.
Exactly. I had Legos.
That's a good story.
What? How is that not contributing?
There it goes.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm already exhausted.
Well, how did you fall out of your bunk bed in college? Were you sleeping with somebody in college?
Yeah. Now that's
with,
a story.
You were
Hold
with
on.
Jenny Guy, right?
So I was a child and... And we were knocking out to CNC Music Factory, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah. It was great. In college, I was just asleep.
What? Tell the story.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. In college, I just fell out of bed, and I landed on my neck, and I blacked
awful.
Out. And
I remember that.
I had to wear a neck brace for
I don't remember that part.
Like
I think
two
you
weeks.
Just told us.
You had to wear a neck brace?
Unfortunately.
You fell out of your top bunk, or what?
As an adult in college, yeah.
You rolled out of bed.
I was in bunk beds in college, and I rolled out of bed, just happened to be on the edge or something. I fell out, and thank God my legs had hit the desk that was near the bed, and then I landed on my neck on the floor. But I think if my legs hadn't hit the, like, broke the fall a bit, I would be dead.
Or eating from a straw.
Kevin, why don't you tell a story about puppies?
We had a Cocker Spaniel.
That's a good story.
It was good, and his name was Snickers.
That's.
And we adopted his sister, Babe, at the same time.
That's a movie.
No, they're real. Snickers and Babe.
Oh, okay. For a second, I thought you were talking to him. You said something. I'm too busy trying to find
Yeah, I know. You're snapping around. No, that's the where the red fern grows. Isn't that?
Oh, that's a sad story.
Yeah, with two dogs.
Bring
yeah.
me down.
Sad.
So that brings you down.
Have you read the book?
There's a book?
Wait, I want to hear the story about your twin now. Can
Yeah. Dial it back. Wow. Bring it all the way back.
This is what you get. You just have bring somebody on and then bring up their
usually,
terrible childhood memories.
Well, usually we talk about how we all first met when we first bring someone on. Like we go back to their origins. So
okay, we can do that.
Stories.
No, but I want to.
No, that's a great idea.
Let's hear the twin story because you turned 16.
Hold on,
right?
I want to bookmark this, and we have to make sure we do this because Michael Burke, another friend of and a listener, got upset because there was some kind of girl on a rail story when I did that thing where I had to accept everything that I didn't finish.
Oh, like, from way back in the day, I knew in that episode.
It's funny
that
because when people are new subscribers and they start listening to episodes that were like a month ago, like I don't know what it like. I was like, you're gonna have to break it down for me because I don't remember what we were talking about.
We can go back to the rail story.
Well, I finished it for him, but I think what happened basically is, if I remember correctly, I know there was a girl that you guys told me to grab in the butt, and I just walked by
and I
pretended to touch her.
It was for this podcast. If you're not listening to the first one,
yeah,
you were. It was when we were Star Trek Aliens back at Great America, and you were first learning the magic of improv.
Yes,
and you were accepting everything, saying yes and everything.
Yes.
Throughout the whole day. So I told you had to go over.
I'm so sorry.
I told you had to go over and push the girl off the rail.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what you did.
I don't know. I think either A, I said no, I'm not going to do that, and I just gave up. Or B, I went over there and like kind of just did that, one of those
you
things to
her,
like jerked her, like went, oh, I got you. And then now you know,
because I think I
like
said,
that.
You have to push that girl, but I didn't say off the the rail, so in a way that you could accept it.
Yeah.
Boy, we were just messing with you that day.
It was not fun for me.
It was good.
Not fun for me.
Sounds kind of fun.
But here's what I have to bookmark is that there was, we talked on the show, I think it was the first show too, that we talked about people that we were going to have on, and you were a very popular mention in our minds.
Oh.
Yeah, we're big fans of you. Oh. And then it came up, because I'm very curious, that it came up that you evidently know things about me that I don't know that you know because of talking to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want to know what these things are.
I do, too.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. Just if you want to discuss the origins, because I knew that you were going to want to discuss when you and I first met, if you came on this podcast.
What?
Really?
But here's the deal.
Oh, yes. Yeah. This is a good story.
Here's the deal, though, Teresa.
This is a good
story. You tell this story on air, you can never tell it again at any other party. Which is how you love to introduce yourself to people.
Just
you are removing your one ammunition
to
emasculate me in front of new people when you meet, because they will listen.
Here's what we can do, Teresa.
I will say,
you can say no now.
You know who brings that story up
every time?
This guy is always the starter. He's like, oh, what are you going to tell? I'm having technical difficulties.
I never bring it up.
Yes, you do.
No,
yeah, you
I
do.
Don't. No.
Oh, yes, you do.
Do you have a recording of that? Because I don't.
Oh, I will carry a recorder around.
We don't record everything.
Okay.
It's an hour and a half a week, Kevin.
Well, I record everything that's not on the podcast. You can listen to that on ikevincomedyworld.com. Biddy Kevin.
Netorg.org. So really, you're going to make her never be able to...
No,
it's a good
I won't
story.
Agree to that.
All right, but then I get to tell
what
stories
if,
about
what
you.
What if I know that
what
this...
What stories?
I know that this will probably never happen, although if this were How I Met Your Mother, this is exactly what would happen, in that what if you guys eventually got married, and then it's like, oh, it'd be funny, like...
No, I know.
Something inside my stomach just died when you said that.
Oh, ouch.
It was her child.
Yeah, it was probably...
that was our
Stop
baby.
Stop impregnating me.
That was our baby. Wow.
That's what was in that soup.
Baby soup.
Mm. Baby that sounds good.
It does
baby
sound good. It's a little salty.
I can put a baby in my mouth.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, so what were we on telling the story
you're
how you
tell
guys
the
met?
Twin. You're going to tell us how you became a twin.
It's all my gold material.
Oh, well, you don't have to tell. You can also
paste it. Clearly, you're going to be on the show again.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a one-time thing, because I know already, unless we slow you down, there's probably a lot of people going, man, I wish those guys would shut up.
That's probably true.
Get in with the funny.
Yeah, more of that lady.
Justin, all he does is play music when she's on.
Kevin just keeps breathing into the microphone.
Breathing and killing our baby.
He's supposed to be the comedian. No wonder she works in television.
Moving on.
Maybe
moving
if
on.
He spent less time watching stupid shows like Big Bang Theory and Big Loser like he is, maybe he could be funny.
That's sad.
Be able to feed his kid.
I had glowworms, too. They were fun.
Did you hang any of them?
No. No, why?
Why would you hang a glow?
Why would you hang a glow? Is that a thing people do?
So weird. I haven't listened to the show before.
Now I'm not amused, because that was real.
That
got a little too real.
Too close. That
was
too close to home.
Too close to home.
Sorry.
Have some Easter malt.
Mm. Anyway, tell the story of your... Or do you want to save... Here's what you could do. You can either...
Easter's in like...
That's right. I know.
It's not Halloween candy.
Or is it 11 months old?
That's what I was thinking.
It's from last Easter.
There you go.
We have a big bin that Natalie just scoops. Oh, that would be so great. I wish I was smart like that and I could just kept candy forever and be like, here you go.
It's all.
Remember that time?
Vote for Bill Clinton.
Remember that time that you, who was it,
the
Debbie?
The first time.
I want somebody's campaign to run like that. Vote for Barack the first time.
Why would you say that?
First time? We're not sure, but the candy's delicious.
Oh, it's so Baracky.
This wasn't last Easter.
Barack
it must have been
candy.
The Easter before that or whatever. When was it you guys? Was it you and Debbie and Cecilia that got all the Easter bunnies when we had the night of
Christmas?
Oh, that was
my gosh.
They got those. And it was way after Easter, right? That they got them for free, like the dollar store?
Because they were on sale.
Yeah.
It was like 20 cents a bunny.
They were eating them, and I went out to do...
I told that story the other night.
Did I go out to pay for parking, or where did I go? Like, I went out to go pay for my parking, and we were at Kevin's house, and I was so... This is one of my moments that I'm very, very proud of. Because we go... I'm outside. Everybody's eating these chocolate bunnies, and they're all like... They tasted
like...
Horrible.
Poop.
And they did. Yeah. They tasted...
They're
like
terrible. terrible.
Like stale poop, not even fresh.
Yeah, you. She's not exaggerating.
Yeah, tasted like garbage.
You couldn't. Yeah. You like stale chocolate normally tastes like the cardboard or the packaging. Yeah. This tasted awful.
Like garbage. It was like I had shoveled something out of a dumpster into my mouth.
Yes.
Like garbage.
You don't have a beard.
But anyway, so I come back in.
Teresa has a beard.
I do. They don't know.
I come back
in. They don't know.
They do. She took pictures. Now what's going to happen is there will be pictures of you as people are looking at this on their iPods.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, you probably should have dolled yourself up a little bit more.
A little bit.
Maybe.
Show that beard off.
So yeah, anyway, I come back in and everybody's like, hey, you guys want an Easter bunny? You know, there. I think that the bit was you were trying to get me to eat it to see my reaction, right? Yeah. And so, because he had one for everybody. And so I grabbed mine and I took a bite out of it. And I knew I got the vibe that because everybody was looking at me that it was supposed to taste awful.
Well, because we had had one. I think we told you that it was terrible.
We only tried one.
We only tried one. Yeah. So with the other 10 still
sitting
there.
So I took a bite out of mine and I was like, oh, this is good. This is real good. And everybody got angry to me. They were like, no way. No,
so we all took
No. Yeah. No, it was the second bite. You went in for a second
bite.
Well,
I knew I had to go in for more. Otherwise, you guys wouldn't believe me. Oh, so man. I took a second
That's
bite.
That's where the gold was.
I was like, no, this is really good. And I sat there and pretended to eat it. And then somebody came over and grabbed a piece of mine.
I think we all did.
And then another person went and opened another bunny. They kept eating it. And then they were like, oh, this is awful. I go, I know, but it's funnier.
Oh, it was hilarious.
And then fast forward, because I decided to get Debbie back for buying that terrible chocolate, and I went home and melted them. And I was, I had.
Oh, you were going to make them into something else.
Into something else to, like, bring the chocolate back. And we can put these on the podcast, too, because I have some hilarious pictures of these things being melted in the pot. So I wanted pictures of the.
Oh,
like,
that's right. That's where you learned how to actually melt chocolate, because you burned your pot or something.
Totally destroyed it. But it was so fun to have these pictures of, like, melted chocolate bunnies. Their faces distorted. Oh, I hope they're up. Look at your screen right now. Yeah. There are pictures.
Look right now.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me make another time. Yeah. 50 minutes.
Okay, fit.
Because that way, if you send them to me, then I can slap
them. Yeah, they'll be in there. Yeah. So I melted them down. The plan was that was Easter. I was going to save them for Christmas. And so I put them in foil and I put them in the freezer. And then we were at your barbecue over 4th of July, Teresa. And we were talking about how terrible that Easter bunny was.
You had them?
I know. But then Darren, my roommate, goes, yeah, that's still sitting in our freezer.
Oh.
And I was like, you just ruined Christmas. And he's like, no. Well, you could still do it. If you hadn't said that, what I'm realizing right now as we sit here is I think those things are still sitting
in the freezer.
Here's what you do for Easter. You mail them to her because, back in Colorado now?
Yeah. She was just visiting
here. She was just here. She left on Monday.
You got to tell her to listen to this podcast.
So sad.
Well, no, not now, because now she's going to know the gift is coming.
I mean, I have some delicious Halloween chocolate for you, Debbie.
They're looking at a picture of it right now.
What's that?
What did you melt them into?
I just
melted
them into
a plastic bag.
She's going to eat that.
Funny enough, they turned into garbage.
McDonald's cups and banana peels. And
pieces of nuggets.
Apple cores.
Some cabbage, a diaper. It was really weird.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just melted them into blocks of chocolate and then rolled them in foil so they could become like, I was going to turn them into like chocolate slices.
Squares
or something. And turn them into fudge. It was before I knew how to make candy. Now I can make Christmas candy.
Now you should remelt them down.
They still taste like, I sure hope they're still in my freezer. Oh, that's going to be so
funny. I thought you were going to say, they still taste like garbage. I'm like, why are you still eating these? This is like sometimes, 4 years ago.
It was a long,
this,
that was a long time ago.
This is the guy
ago.
Who kept steak in his jacket pocket.
Yeah, we've covered that.
Okay.
I still do that. I just don't put it in my jacket. Why? Because I'm in an office now. So they sit in the fridge, and I'll bring out my steak in a bag.
Anybody want some burrito?
Steak in
a bag. Why do you have half a burrito in your pocket?
It's great because now I have since I have an office, I have a filing cabinet. People come in and get food, and I seriously pull open the filing cabinet, and I've got chocolate and crackers and teas and all sorts of
wow. Oh, my.
Yes, it's true.
All right, so now do you want to tell the twin story or do you want to tell the story of how you and Kevin met?
Oh, man.
Look, I'm not playing by Kevin's rules if I tell that story.
No, it's not a matter of rules. It's just a matter of when you meet people now that already know the story. Yeah.
You're expecting everybody I meet that already listens to this podcast.
Here's what's going to happen.
How about
if
we'll
I
make
know
it,
that
we'll
you're going
fair.
To meet them, I'm going to say, you need to listen to episode 7 of the Deadweight Show.
JK Show.
Not going to third.
Kittens versus kittens.
I like that show.
Well, how about this? How about if she starts to tell the story and then they get to the person she's telling it to is actually, I'm an avid listener of the JK Show, and I've already heard that story.
Man, I should.
Then she has to stop, but she doesn't get to tell it.
I thought about it. I should call her ahead of time and be like, you know what, Teresa, just don't tell the stories about how
we don't want to tell her?
Because I knew she was good. Because every time she meets somebody that I know, it comes up at parties.
But it turns the story in so well.
No,
yeah. You guys are like best friends.
Friends, 11 years later.
It hasn't been that long.
12.
Okay, it might be 12. All right, you tell the story. We've certainly talked about it enough now. We don't tell it.
And who started that?
No, you started it.
No.
Get a picture of this one. Who started telling the story?
No.
Hold on, I'm gonna lay down the law because I know exactly how it went down.
I remember
because listen, let me first say, I love you more than a man should never love another man unless he is intimately involved in wishing that people voted no on Prop 8.
That was a lot of.
Think about
I want to just claim my love. I have a baby. What if he listens to this after I'm dead and gone? We don't have sexy music. Do we have sexy music? Let's see. Oh, here we go.
See, here's the thing.
Now, Kevin, I want you to know. That's you and me, baby. In love. In bed.
Nobody here is taking their clothes off.
Keep it on there, Pilgrim.
Okay. So,
No, I remember how it came about. I said, normally, when we get into these things, we talk about people's origins. As those words are coming out of my mouth, I realized what that meant for Teresa. What I meant to say is, like, normally we talk about, because we did, Justin and Summer, we talked about how they met. When you and I were first on, and then I realized, as these words are coming out of my mouth, with Teresa, that means she gets to tell these stories about how I'm a wonderful friend of hers.
We are. We're good friends.
Yeah.
The end. I had puppies.
I would like to hear it because I think it's great.
You've heard this story.
I know, but it's funny.
You lived through this story.
I did not live through this story. This is
you knew me.
Guys were friends. You guys knew each other before. You and I knew each other, but it's like I didn't know Teresa.
Yeah, we.
No, because I knew you before and Teresa.
Yeah. We used to hang out in high school.
We went to the mall together.
Really?
We would get orange juice.
I didn't know that.
I drove out to Modesto for no reason and found him at the mall.
I don't even know how that bit started, but we started this bit one day where it's like
back
in the day when we just hang out at the mall in high school. I was like, those were the.
You know what's so funny is I don't think we've ever you and I just gone to the mall.
Not just gone. I mean, we went to GameStop to get video games.
But I think we've always said your wife with us if we've gone.
No, I don't. Well. I don't know.
The fax machine.
We should
just
go
started.
As a comedian. That's all I do now. On the road, I just go to malls. That's all I spent. I went to two different malls in Raleigh, North Carolina this last weekend. That's what you do. You walk.
It's so funny because when you work for Oasis, you work at the mall.
At the mall. That's what. Yeah, I can't get away from the mall. Yeah. And if there isn't a mall that's near where you are, then it's horrible.
Because there's nothing to do. Really?
Nothing. So now I bring my Xbox.
LA, I mean, there's got to be cities. I mean, LA is LA, but there's you go up to the Bay Area. There's stuff to do if you go into.
Well, you don't usually have a car. So it needs
Sunday. You're all
right.
Alone.
Tell your story about how you met Kevin.
Kevin.
Great, we need good theme music, though.
What would be good?
Something by Coldplay.
Well, you know what I have by Coldplay. It's only one song.
That's fine.
Okay, so hold on.
Or maybe something from that year. It was like 1999. Do you have anything by Will Smith? Okay. This is the time when Kevin met Teresa. It was last millennium.
He was such a douchebag.
Oh, I don't think we can say that.
Uh-oh. There we can.
We'll leave that out.
That's not one of the seven.
No? We can't say that?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Such a douchebag. No, Kevin and I met in a musical theater class in college.
Yep.
Yeah. And he was, we actually had to be partnered up. And the funny thing was, is back in the day, Kevin used to only wear a very long black trench coat.
Which I still own.
Which he still owns, and it probably has leftover food in its pockets.
Wow. That would explain.
Could
hurtful.
Be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Thank
Whoa.
You.
Whoa.
Here's the thing about that trench coat, because I got that my senior year in high school from my aunt and uncle as like a graduation present because I really wanted a London Fog trench coat. And I have a drum, I have a letter, like a letterman do it for sports, in theater. And I was going to attach my letter to that trench coat.
I didn't.
Good call.
Because I wore it all the way to, I mean, that was our junior year in college when I was still wearing that jacket.
I don't think junior year. I think it was probably sophomore year.
I was not at that school as a sophomore. I didn't go there.
You didn't wear it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was my sophomore year.
Yeah, I was a junior, so I wore it for at least 3 years after high school.
Because I only went to school with you guys your last year. Both
to be fair, this was before the trench coat mafia and the whole thing that happened in Columbine and all that stuff.
Oh, so this was not a copycat thing?
No.
You do not want to be these guys?
No. I do own a crossbow, though.
That takes a lot out of this story, because I thought that was part of what made you a douchebag, was like, who wants to be like the Columbine? Okay, this
I have
creepy.
So many so bad sad. Stories about that trench coat just coming to mind. I need to start wearing it again.
I want to hear more.
No,
can
off
we
air.
Have a next
off air?
No, are they dirty?
No, I wore it to Chicago when we went there for CIF. Did I?
Probably no. Not.
Did I wear it when I went to New York?
No, because you wore it when you first started working at Great America. That's where I saw it.
We lived in the Bay Area where it never drops below 60 degrees.
No, but you wore it. Like, I'm not saying, but I just remember that you wore it, and I remember seeing it. But when we started doing like comedy sports together and going to school together,
is it raining tomorrow? And the weather? I'm wearing it tomorrow.
Okay,
I should have worn it today.
You might want to clean it first.
Oh, that's probably true.
Exactly.
It's been in my closet.
And if there is food in it still.
Oh, I can't wait to dig this thing out. I'm excited now. All right, go ahead.
How cool is it going to be able to serve your food from that instead of the filing cabinet? That's going
to
be awesome.
That's the sound of me pulling food out of the bucket.
In my mind, what happened was people come in like, hey, Kevin, what you got today? Like, you know, like
it's like tacos.
What happened today? The lead pastor came in. He's like, you got any food I can eat?
Yeah.
Pulling stuff out of the filing cabinet.
But instead of the filing cabinet, you just open it up
your
and
pockets.
It's all hanging from the trench coat like the guy who sells watches.
You've seen my trench coat. Why are you making fun of it?
I'm not making fun of it.
You know it has those pockets.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm not even making fun. I'm just liking the visual in my head of people being like, because here's the thing. There's a reason why you and I are best friends, and it's because I think everything you do is cool, right? Mm. But I imagine that other people
don't.
Why
are we friends?
To be fair, she was looking at Justin just now.
Touché.
They'll never know. They'll never know. And she has a Muppet Baby tattoo on her stomach.
That's true.
You can see it. Look, right now. Take a picture. Oh, the camera's not working. We'll have to supplant it with this picture of my keys.
I've never seen your tattoo. So. But the keys are shaped like a Muppet Baby.
Yeah, that looks like the Muppet Baby.
But anyway, I imagine people, you opening your trench coat, like, what do you got for today, Kevin? And everything is on your trench coat. And like, oh, man, I'm not hungry.
There's a milkshake.
With that same kind of awkward like moment humor, like in the office. It's where they're just like, they have to have that moment where they're trying to figure out, is this hurtful if I say that now? Like, how can
I'm
say this?
I'm exposing my trench coat
to you. I know, exactly. How can I say this without hurting his feelings?
Tell us about the time when I was a jerk, before I was even 21. I couldn't even drink yet. Tell
jerk
us.
Face with it.
When he started drinking, that's when he loosened up.
It's true, actually. I was a real stick in the mud until I discovered how fun alcohol is at parties. Instead of judging everybody from the corner. Did we lose signal? What's going on?
No. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes. So you were in a musical theater class with Kevin.
We were. And I remember the very first day we went around the circle and everybody kind of explained who they were, what they were doing there. And Kevin was very funny. Sort of.
That's not fair. Okay. Now you're just taking shots.
No, just kidding.
When you say the story normally, you're very kind at this part.
No, it's true.
I've heard this story. Sorry. This is probably the 100th
time. Is the thing. I know as much as it makes each of you sick to your stomach, this is the closest thing I'm going to become to Kevin on episode 4 where Natalie was on because I'm just sitting here watching
the show. Which is what I said.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's what I said on that.
It's okay, sweetheart.
Hey, we are not dating.
Come here.
Get out of my hair. Stop touching me. That's not my hand.
Touch the Muppet Baby, Ted. Touch it.
Wow.
Touch it.
Wow.
Oh, that's the keys.
Just Just a little love.
You can't distract our listeners like a baby.
A little love.
Muppet babies.
Touch the Muppet.
A mama's tummy. Man. Come on.
Gosh.
Okay.
Oh, God. How is it? Here's like this is I don't understand how Sarah Silverman can have her own show and Teresa only works in television. You are the funniest woman alive, I swear to God.
Only all right, to go. Some. Okay.
I don't know, Drew Barrymore. Can we get her on?
She's never said the words touch the Muppet in perfect context.
She said touch the Muppet baby tattoo.
Did no, she said touch the Muppet.
Roll it back.
No, I can't roll it back. We're recording live. This is live.
We're taking callers now.
Okay.
Okay. So I said something very funny in our musical theater class.
Oh, no,
class.
He was very funny
what
in the
What was the funny thing that he said?
Don't even remember.
I don't remember what it was.
He said something funny of explaining why he was there in a musical theater class. Something about his boss
at Comedy Sports
wanting him to be more musical or something. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, I did have issues with singing and stuff. So
yeah, I do remember that because I remember whenever you told the story to me was that you said something like he was like, you had to mention that he was in Comedy Sports because San Jose in Comedy Sports makes you kind of like you're somewhat celebrity.
Well, no, I didn't know
celebrity.
What Comedy Sports was at the
time. Yeah, exactly. That was part of the thing was that you didn't know what it was. But it like to the players, I think a lot of, like on our side of the fence, and because we know like Kevin had we've talked about this on the show on this show. Kevin had a fan following.
Oh yeah, walked places people would recognize him.
Exactly,
yeah.
So it's like you it gives you that you know kind of like C list celebrity type feel.
More like on the other like maybe Y list. Like it goes
no.
ABC, then it jumps down to XYZ.
No. No, I think it was like Letterman in the theater department.
Exactly.
No, exactly. But it's true though.
No, like, yeah, people would recognize. But it's true. At Comedy Sports, we were all egomaniacs. Like, we thought that if we were teaching workshops, we'd get that note all the time in our feedback forms from the students. Like, there's this sense of, we're not as good as you because you play professionally.
Because they're not. Like, I don't know if I'm not doing this as a bit, but let's think about the logic of that, jackasses.
But the point is, like, a teacher shouldn't say, you can't be as good as us because we do this professionally. This is me stroking the microphone as if there was that head.
See, I'm glad I never saw that on a field. I would, well, and that's not true. Then I would have been like, oh, okay, man. Now I would yell in their faces.
Well, maybe that's the difference between the way you and I teached at the time, because I definitely was like, I'm pretty awesome.
No, you were. Like,
because I do comedy.
Because
sports.
You were awesome. That's and not true, that you're not now. Like,
I'm
and
awesomer
I'm not saying
now.
This because I love you. I'm saying this because it's true. Let's think of any situation. If you're taking a class from someone, they're automatically better than you at that. That's why you are paying them to tell you how to do stuff. See, if you don't think that they're better than you, you shouldn't be paying your money to take a class from
them. That's very true, and I agree with that, but the one class I ever considered dropping out of in my entire career in college was a dance class because the teacher was so arrogant about how great she was. There are no cell phones allowed in this room, Missy.
I have a caller.
Silence your cell phone.
I have a caller. Who is it?
It was Carlos Jaime.
Let's patch him through. Carlos, you're on live with the Dead Weight
Show. First time caller.
Hello. This is Carlos.
That is the worst Mexican accent. That sounds like a Mexican Muppet baby.
Mexican.
Touch the Muppet.
Touch the Muppet baby tattoo.
Touch it.
Please stop doing it in that voice. It really makes me awkward.
Mama wants you to say.
This suddenly become morning drive time radio.
Oh, this is my new favorite episode.
Natalie got bumped.
Yeah.
All right, go on. So,
anywho, we were there, and he said something funny, and I remember right away, I thought, oh, he's very funny. I'm like, we probably would get along. Even though he was like
years.
In a creepy like trench coat and stuff. But
it was spring too. That was spring semester,
yeah,
so I was wearing that trench coat.
You wore that during the summer.
It was real
America.
Creepy.
You wore it it was cargo pants before people wore cargo pants to you.
Mm-hmm. It was
because
a uniform.
It had pockets.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know it sound like I'm convincing you of it and I didn't mean it to come across that way.
No. I know. Long
continue,
live the
sorry.
Trench coat.
Why did I stop it?
So trench coat was creepy, but I did think, oh, he's funny, we'll probably get along. And then whatever. I didn't know many people in that class. And then we got paired up together in a group.
Because there were only five of us, five men. And then there were like 30 women within the class.
There's a lot. Yeah.
And we were doing
cabaret.
Cabaret.
Yeah. And we had a little scenelet to do together, a little dance.
The opening number,
Yeah.
So the
you guys got assigned as a duo?
Yeah, no, in the choreography there were 5 women all over each of the guys because of the proportions.
Yeah.
So I had like 5 girls crawling and doing all these
dance moves, whatever. Yeah. And one day we're sitting in class.
Were you gonna skip over the part?
No. We're sitting in class, we're sitting on the stage together, and Kevin's like, "Boo, look at me, I'm Kevin Miller." And he sounded like Carlos.
what do you mean by that? Use your words.
You're not Carlos. look at me, I'm Carlos doing Kevin Miller.
What she's trying to say is that I was cutting it up with the class and saying funny things during the rehearsal. Is that what you mean? I'm sorry. Or as Teresa said, "Boo, boo, boo, boo."
Oh, now I get it. Okay.
It's very funny. So
that makes you sound douchey, I'll be honest. Yeah.
What?
But there we were. We're sitting in class, and the teacher is talking, saying stuff, and Kevin happened to be sitting next to me, and I happened to just turn to him, and the teacher said something, and I was like, duh, 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 like I commented on what he said, and Kevin laughed, and then he immediately said it out loud.
You know why? Because he said it twice, and so the moment came back up again. Like I got
and
a chance.
He said it out loud to the entire class, and the whole class laughed. And then he turned to me real quietly and said, "Thanks a lot. That was real funny."
And because of that, you hate me for life.
I hated him. Yeah. I was like, I can't believe A, he just stole my joke, and B, like, said the joke to the entire class. Everyone laughed, and then he like didn't give me credit for it. Just said, "Hey, great, that was really funny. Thanks, I really got a laugh." Okay, so that was
me really happy that finally now I can give my side, and you can't stop me because we're in a party. I get to talk, and I'll turn off your mic. All right, listen here.
I'm not retarded or a baby.
You sure? Yeah. Touch them up a baby tattoo. Okay, see what happened in that moment in my brain. Please stop doing that.
What? What is she doing?
She's get away from my microphone. Okay. What happened in my brain at that moment?
What she did to you.
She's talking in her sultry. I'm gonna talk in my therapy voice again.
Baby.
Welcome. Welcome back to
When you talk in your sultry voice, it's like kryptonite to him?
Yeah.
That's disturbing.
Why?
It's like seeing your sister in the shower.
I don't have I have a stepsister.
Yeah, so there, me and my sister were in the shower together.
No. It's not Christmas.
This is great. All right. It's not Christmas. Another
funny practicing
moment.
French kissing, go on.
This just took a turn for the R. All right. See, in that moment, back when we did comedy sports, there was a player there by the name of Andrew Preston, who is very funny and very snarky and self-admittedly very egotistical man. And anytime he would borrow a joke from somebody within the show, he would always thank them. Like within our own circles, he would be like, "That joke actually belongs to Scott Rowe. That joke belongs to..."
There you go. Yeah. Gave
but with
credit where credit is due.
He wouldn't tell the audience. He would then later say, "Actually, that joke belongs to whatever."
Oh, so you went back to the class and let them know class was over?
That's my point, is that the audience was the class. But within our own circles, he would tell us, like afterwards in notes, he'd be like, "Well, that joke really wasn't mine. That was this person's." So that's what I felt was the right thing to do at that moment. Like, that really wasn't mine. I was honestly thanking you for the joke, knowing full well that someday you would steal some of my material and use it.
Oh, boy. Here comes another story.
No.
We'll get there.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Ooh.
I have to think of a story now.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sure, there's one.
It's not Christmas.
All right. Go on with your destruction of my character.
I really didn't like Kevin. I really pissed me off. And
for how long?
Years.
Would you say 12 years?
I was talking to my therapist about it. About 14.
So even 2 years before you even met him.
2 years before I met him, I was
angry. You were already angry.
I was already angry. Wow. That's true.
That's
this
a
was
lot
like
of
10 years ago, wasn't it? This was 10 years ago this spring.
Yeah.
I bet I can go back in the journal and look and find the accident. It could have been this day.
If you wrote it down, yeah.
I did. Of course I did.
You were too ashamed to write down that you stole my joke. But then what was
worse is... I would probably
have
written, I was hilarious in musical theater class.
Hilarious today, yeah. But it really irritated me. And everyone's like, "Oh, Kevin, he's so funny." And I was like, oh, I hate this guy.
Because I was funny, right, for the rest of the year.
I really didn't like you. And then, like, one day class was canceled, and I was
different
like,
class, hey. We had
no, it was the same class. And I grabbed, yes. I was like, okay, trench coat guy. Class is canceled. Don't bother going. He's like, I'm sorry? I said, class is canceled today. And you were like, what? I'm in your class. You stole my joke, you bastard.
You didn't say that.
No, I didn't say that. I said that part in my head. And then
you didn't say you stole my joke.
Musical. Though. No, I didn't. No, that was all in my head, in my angry voice. And then I was like, no classes.
Angry voice.
Kittens. I was like, that makes me, you know, just really irritated me. And then
there's still more.
I became friends with Jeremy Carso. Oh. We did a show together. We were best buds.
Here's the funny thing for me is that Jeremy Carso is more of an a-hole than you could ever imagine to be as like part of his
love
humor.
It. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like you, like you just fall victim. Like I don't even think this is why Kevin and I knew it as soon as Kevin and I became like really close friends is that I'm like, I'm the person who gets him who doesn't get angry at all the things that he does because I think they're freaking hilarious. Like, no matter what he says, I'm like, that's funny as hell. And whereas everybody's like, guy's kind of a jerk. What the hell?
I don't think I'm like that anymore.
Though. No. You're
right?
Not.
I mean, you can be honest.
No, I think, you know, that's why we got along. We get along now. But you were so cocky back then.
I was still cocky even when you started to be my friend again. I don't think
you were. You were.
I think
the year
was 2007.
Or 1999. I just had to do that.
Yeah, you were holding on that.
I was holding so strong, and I need to lose this. This isn't even like what I like to do, but for some reason, it's entertaining me like I'm 10 again.
It's good. It's fun.
No, it's not.
But now we're friends, so.
Yeah, but how did we become friends?
We were friends.
You touched the
Muppet.
Then
we were enemies. Then he came with me to get my Muppet Baby tattoo on my tummy.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Do you really have a Muppet Baby?
No, it's from The Office.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, somebody's stealing jokes.
Somebody doesn't watch TV.
How
interesting.
Teresa, that was funny. Justin, that wasn't cool.
What happened?
No, you just said someone's stealing jokes.
Yeah,
no, come on.
That's interesting.
That's a reference, not a joke. Stealing.
Oh, sorry.
How dare you?
Sorry.
Do you not know what you just did?
No.
You accused me of stealing jokes. Is it time for a music?
Keep it hot. It'd be so much faster if I kept that. Keep turning. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. That was the story. Now you're friends.
Oh, yeah. Then now we're friends.
Yeah, we got to work on an ending to that. That
is dead.
Yeah, the ending's not that funny.
No. Hated him, then he kind of grows on you.
Because then, to be fair, then you had a giant crush on me. And then,
no, I did. That's true.
I was like, I thought you were going to say, No, I didn't.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, that was awkward.
You've talked about it, but we haven't talked about it on the show.
Not
I don't know if it's funny. That was back when I didn't know how to behave as a human being. And so,
a douchebag again.
Exactly. I would say, out of everything you've described that I did poorly, that is actually a far worse transgression than...
I remember this very vividly.
Yeah. Not being clear with whether or not I wanted to date you. I think that's far worse than stealing your jokes.
Let me just say this. I don't know if you know this, but I tried desperately to try to get him to behave better. Aww. I tried desperately.
I don't know if that's true.
It is true. You just didn't know it. I was working you like a marionette. The problem is I don't know how to puppeteer to save
kidding.
My life. It didn't work at all.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because I would think through all the one flaw you have as a best friend is that you support whatever bad decision I make. So, especially when it comes to love. Like, your advice is always, that sounds great.
Way to go, dude. I'm in your corner.
Sure? Do it.
You sure she's sharpening knives right now?
Yeah, like, that's just her being funny.
She stole my car.
You like funny.
Seriously, she changed her name to my mother's name. Do you think this is a good idea?
I got it.
Meanwhile, Natalie is in the living room, and I'm on the phone going, I don't know what's going on. I don't think this is a good idea.
Exactly.
But what if he really loves
support
her?
Support him.
If he really loves her.
What do I know? I met my high school girlfriend and married her. I don't know anything about this.
I don't know. It sounds good. Sure. That's fine. That's great.
She just thumped me in the head.
It's true.
No. I know nothing about finding love. I don't know.
That's a great point. Why do I come to you with relationship questions? You haven't dated anybody in 10 years. You have no idea what it's like to be
single. All
right,
Kevin, what you need to do is take her out to some ice cream.
Okay, wait.
You can't go to a nightclub because those are hard to get into.
I'm 31 years old.
I know, but seriously, they're going to court you.
I have a card I could have gotten in 10 years ago.
It'll be embarrassing, man. You don't want, cause, and then you don't want to get her drunk because then it's like it's illegal, number one, okay? Oh. Number two, she doesn't know how to handle her liquor. She can't drink. You know,
she's 35.
She's going to be vomiting all the time.
She has two kids.
Here's what you need to do. You find a good PG-13 movie, and you nestle up on a couch. You build a fire. That's what you do. You wait till your mom and dad are gone for the weekend.
I haven't lived with my parents in 8 years.
And then that's when you pounce, okay? Oh, you need to stock up on, well, you're probably not going to make the boom boom happen, so you just got to make the romance
The fact that
happen.
You call it that makes me know that you're not ready. Hey, Teresa, you want to come over later and watch a PG-13 movie?
Not anymore.
You need something with Sandra Bullock in it. She used to get me laid every time.
Really?
Oh, my God.
How many
yeah.
girlfriends did you have before, Natalie?
Girlfriends? Or how many times did
she
I...
She knows. She just threw up the number behind your back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Actually, that was a great shot.
Let's play a game.
Natalie, will you do that again for us?
Let's play a game. Okay, right. I'll show my real number.
Okay, yeah. Put both your hands. Everybody, both hands in the screen. Okay. Wait, I can't see Natalie. It's just Justin now. She's counting on her hands. Stop leading you. It's
the... I'm trying to... Is she doing my number of girlfriends or number of people I've had sex with?
Hey, which one is it? Is it sex? Girlfriends. Natalie's got her number.
I don't have enough fingers.
Come on. Show us the hands. Show us the hands. Okay,
I'm doing
ready?
The number of people I've had, you know.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
No. I mean,
she was number six.
Wait, you are kidding.
No, she's
but the fifth one.
She's wrong.
She even threw out the. She just said the truth.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. Oh, she's.
She's wrong.
Should Teresa not be here right now?
Were you kidding with your number or not?
I was kidding with my number, but she is wrong about her number.
She thinks she's number
five. Is she not really number five?
This right now would be a perfect moment for you, Kevin, to bring a girl over. Because then you could play 7 minutes of heaven.
With your wife. I don't understand.
With your girlfriend.
Well, but
why would I come to your house to make out in your closet?
Because
when I can go to my house, do you understand? We're not in junior high.
Let's get Kevin's bra and put it in the freezer.
That's so funny. We did that at my slumber parties, too. Can I see your Muppet, baby?
Kevin, touch it.
Goodness sakes.
Just a little bit.
It's a game we played in junior high. Really,
people have to be dying, because that is the funniest bit we've ever done. Because there's a lot of truth in that.
Natalie's honkering. She wants to talk. She has some things to say. Come on.
Why are you sitting here, then?
Do you have a response? What do you...
I put the baby to sleep, and I'm lonely out there. So.
Oh, I thought you had some things to throw in about this conversation.
She doesn't know how many girls I've... I mean, look at my face right now.
Yeah.
People at the home don't know this. How many?
Sluts.
And you're number what?
She's throwing up hands of six, and she's saying that she's number five in the totem of women. Wait. Okay, you have to say that on the mic, because they can't hear you.
Six girlfriends, but he only slept with five out of six, and I'm number five.
Wow.
Oh.
What are your feelings on this, Teresa? You seem to like you have a lot going. What?
I was number three, I think.
You were number three.
Yeah.
You had me. I wasn't even paying attention. Like, yeah, that's right. Wait a second.
No, it's not. That's not true. She was number six.
Awkward.
What?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, the girl that I have a cold sore in my mouth. So everybody loves to make the joke that daddy got herpes on the road. But it's not funny when it's true.
That's true.
Yeah, that's sad.
Natalie said, I go, I got a cold sore. I've never had a cold sore before. And she's like, you got herpes. She goes, who you been kissing? I go, nobody. I just hope I didn't give it to the girl I slept with. That's funny. That's funny.
That is
hell.
Funny. That is funny. And she thinks it's hilarious.
My parents
it's really
home.
Funny. Yeah. Especially with your wife at home with your son. while you're out on the road. It's hilarious.
Here's
what just happened to your guest, little Richter scale. You went from a 28 out of 10, right, to a 0 right there. You don't jump on daddy, all right? Let's not forget
the
J comes first, and not because of alphabetical order. That was coincidence.
Touch it.
Stop. Seriously. That's really disturbing.
I'm sorry.
You know what's disturbing is having your wife eat ice cream staring at you while you're trying to talk to other people. Look at that face. She's looking at me all creepy.
She wants you to, she's like, say something funny.
Exactly.
Say like, something funny.
All right. So what other stories? There was something that I had bookmarked, but I already forgot what it was.
Well, we need to bookmark your twin sister. Did we tell that story?
No.
I thought she wanted to save that for another episode.
Oh, yeah. The rail.
We already did the rail.
I thought that was what you bookmarked.
And, no, I bookmarked. I wanted to know what you know about me that I don't know.
Wait, I know something about you. Yeah, I want to know what I know about you that you don't know.
It was more of a perspective.
I don't know about
you. We mentioned it before. Do we need to take a break? How are we doing?
We can if you want. We're at an hour 22.
Oh, my. Let's
pee.
No, I don't have to pee. It's an hour 22. That means we're almost done.
Yeah.
Have we gone through the solid without a break?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Roll on.
No, it's okay. Why are you apologizing? This is great. This is a good show.
You wanted to play music every episode, and I
did play music. I worked it in, like you worked in your World of Warcraft.
I feel bad.
Mom, Dad, don't fight.
Which one am I in this? You can't say things, Natalie, if you're not mine.
That's why I don't want her here. That's exactly why. It doesn't make
it
funnier.
Funny. Everybody loves her on the podcast.
Everybody loves everybody except for you and I, and it's our damn show.
That's true.
This is stupid.
Hopped up. Okay.
Those are high. See, now she's distracting from the show.
Yeah. And the sex ladies.
Practice French kissing then.
All the boys to the yard.
Okay. Is that what the sound you make when you make
sounds
out?
Sounds like a gremlin.
Is that wrong?
That's very wrong.
Kevin, you don't know.
I don't. Remember when you were counting up the number of women you slept with?
Yeah.
Here's my fist.
That's you fisted a
girl? No, goodness sake.
She's pretty. She's pretty.
Oh, man. I regret everything. Here's the deal.
Did you hear what Teresa said?
Yes. I heard it. Let me get this back on track.
He makes love to his fist, right?
Yes. We all get it.
That was the reference.
This is funny.
Bring her around for dinner.
It's only funny because it's dirty. You like the dirty. Next week, I'm reading from the book of Genesis.
It's going to take more than the first chapter. How many chapters are there total in the Bible?
In the Bible and in Genesis, there's 50.
I'm tired.
Someone just came down from their sugar high.
I'm exhausted. No, I'm wide awake, but I'm so tired. My head is starting to hurt because I've been laughing too hard.
Take a deep breath.
That was a lot of funny right there. That's a lot.
Here's the deal. When you guys work together at AAA, Teresa noticed that you have a certain taste in women.
I think I told this story on the show.
Oh, you know this.
I don't think you did.
You didn't know this?
No, you know this story. I thought I was going to learn about
stuff. I was there for this story.
I know. I thought we were telling stories.
I forgot that I should go back and listen to that podcast where I said it because I don't remember what prompted me to think that there was something she knew about you that you hadn't been sharing.
Because she was the one. I said something about, I think it was the one that we were talking to Natalie or something, and you said, well, it'll be the same thing when Teresa gets on the show because, like, I said something like, well, then all her stories will be about you. And she goes, no, she has some about you. I'm like, I never talked to Teresa about really anything that personal. And well, she may still know or something like, oh, my God, my wife. I'm gonna punch her.
Okay, so that's a moot point. Tell Hal you have a twin. Tell us what happened to your twin sister.
Oh, baby's crying. Baby's crying. Someone's got to go be a mommy.
What's this ice cream?
My stomach's grumbling.
Seriously.
That's weird.
You know, they cannot make a formula that has what's in breast milk. I've learned that since I've become your friend.
And you know what's funny? I didn't tell you that.
You didn't?
No, Natalie didn't either.
Yeah. No, it was Natalie. Yep.
Well,
I've learned something new.
I always thought that dogs laid eggs. That's her Family Guy. Yeah, these are references.
I know that.
Is that what you call it when you steal jokes?
I was referencing Teresa in March of 1999.
Did you hold up like your fists in the form of the little quotes or footnote number one?
Well, that would have meant that I had dated four women. I have to be careful. It's just fists. Steve Holt. All right. That's from
so you don't know. You don't know anything about me that I don't know that you know.
Not that I know of.
Like, what would you think that you know about me is my deepest, darkest secret?
Oh, that is a good question because she's, yeah, go.
But see, you don't really keep secrets. I don't think so. I mean, you're pretty open. You'll tell anybody anything.
Like, what's one thing that I've said that's inappropriate to tell everybody?
The one time we went to movies in college and you talked about, can I say this on the air?
We'll find out in a second.
You and your now wife, at the time, girlfriend, you were like going explicitly talking about oral sex.
No, we can't talk about that.
Okay. That's
I don't even remember this.
I don't remember this.
I am too open.
Looking for the warning signs, and everyone's like, go ahead.
Because we don't know what you're going to say. I don't remember us ever discussing.
I think I'm just
going to
put an explicit tag on this whole thing.
That's what I think I'm going to do. Cowboy, space cowboy movie.
Oh,
we saw that together?
Yes. It was
awful. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then you guys were in the back seat talking about...
Wow.
The thing I mentioned
We were
before.
Younger. That was a different time when we were all sexually charged.
No, we still
charged.
Do that.
No. We do?
I mean, her and I.
Oh.
I mean, if you want her to do it to you, that's not cool. I'll do it to you.
Why?
Because I love you.
No, that is not. Stop.
It's better than your fists. Oh, come on. You can't leave me with these two chicks.
Boo.
Come on. You're the only one for me, Daddy.
Oh, man. I regret everything.
That's the third time he said this.
I do. I do. I apologize so much, friends and
Who
family.
Are you apologizing to?
Our listeners.
Why? Who do you tell that you do this show?
Everybody.
Really? That was a mistake. You should regret that.
Now that we have so many episodes in the can, I tell people regularly that I do a regular podcast. Uh-huh. And this is the one they're going to listen to.
This is one out of the box. They're like, oh, we got to go check it out this week. Because you were probably pretty amped about Teresa getting on.
Yeah, I was like, she's hilarious. I didn't know we were going
to
go.
Let's clarify one thing, too, that came up on another show. Your last name, Lubalee, correct?
Lubalee.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, wrong.
Oh, all right. I'm wrong. No, I'm sorry.
You're
wrong. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's all I want.
Actually, yeah, I remember in an IM conversation with Lubalee where I was doing that, and it was the one time when she actually got forceful. She's like, I think it's funny that you think it's funny to make fun of my name. No, you said that. I was like,
that's funny.
Oh,
it's funny that I said that it was funny. That you think it's funny.
It is funny, yeah.
Wait, does that mean that it makes you angry that we make fun of your name?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I've got a
I think at the time it was like, just say my name. just pronounce my name the way it's supposed
That's
to be.
That's the vibe you got from her?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, I love apologize.
My last I kept calling
name.
Her.
No,
Lube,
I love my last name.
Lubster.
People call me Lube in high school.
I didn't want to call you Lube. I just like the idea of
Lubalee.
Like, Lubalee. Like, I just like saying,
Jubilee.
Even though it's to Lubele. Me, that's why I think it's
Lullaby.
Funny to me is that it's clearly Lubalee. Like, and I've known you, mm-hmm. It wasn't until like maybe the last 2 years that I started saying Teresa Lubalee.
I get it. I people
I'm confused.
Still
tell me which
that.
One is
I'm so
it now?
Used to it.
Exactly. That's why I like it.
I'm confused.
Because this is where it started at AAA. I got to tell this AAA story too. At AAA, it started where I would start calling you Teresa Lubalee because the people there that you work with knew you for a long time. Like you babysitted some of their kids
funny.
And stuff
uh-huh,
like that, or babysat,
yeah,
whatever the
yeah.
press, whatever. You shut your face, person sending an email that is imaginary and not real.
Hello, I'm from the Babysit Ladders organization. We babysit lat.
But I like the idea because they always thought that the way that they made it sound was like Teresa and I were best friends. Like they described our friendship
like Jim
your guys' friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know,
you guys do have that kind of.
I don't think we talk to each other as much
really?
As I love her. Like
I love Justin.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Teresa.
I'm ahead of Justin. In your chart?
I love you too.
No,
I love
that's
you both.
But I'm saying, are you saying that I'm ahead of him? Like I'm above him?
I talk to you more than I talk to Justin.
So yeah. That's a yes.
I think I think I'm maybe a little bit. I'm maybe a little bit higher because if she talked to me that much, then it would become weird because I would start stealing jokes from her, which eventually would lead to her being infatuated with me.
Choose wisely.
And then she starts trying to, you know, kill my wife, and then
she's already
trying
baby. To do
that. She starts calling Jacob Lubalee and thinking it's funny, you know.
There is a Jacob Lubalee out
she
there too.
She starts whispering in my ear, "You can call me Lubalee."
Touch my
Lubalee. Lubalee. I don't regret that. That's funny. That is funny. Oh, Lubalee.
So they'll have to tune in next time Teresa's on to find out what happened to her twin sister, right? And how she discovered that she had a twin.
I think we're right at the button.
Out of time.
And you'll have to see how Teresa can cry at the drop of a hat.
What?
Oh, here, watch. Everybody watch now. Oh, the tears are coming.
Oh, that's
look at that.
That was streaming a horrible way to end this show. Oh, that's somewhere. Oh.
Do we have any shout outs?
I don't think. I think we did all of our shout outs.
Oh, I meant things to prompt. Do you, Teresa, have any shows coming up? Anything you want to broadcast to the known universe?
Nope. No, actually, watch Against the Elements on Discovery Science on Wednesday at 10 p.m.
On
Discovery Science.
That's a network?
Mm-hmm. It's Discovery, but it's Discovery Science.
So what's another Discovery subsidiary?
Duh.
They have Discovery Health. They have... Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
There you go.
Discovery
I don't
Geographies. Do they?
Yeah, they have Discovery Kids, Discovery, Discovery okay, Health, and Discovery Science.
Oh, cool.
Here's what's annoying. I know more about her job than she does.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Could that. You come
but I don't watch TV.
Maybe write some notes down.
I'm not a monkey. That's what I really think.
And then on...
Yeah, we should have...
On Discovery Channel, the Papa, Mama and Papa Discovery, Rampage... It's going to be airing on Sunday, 3 episodes.
And is your name in the credits so we could see you for like
no, I put the credits together and my name is not in them.
You should have
Why not have every name be your name?
Well, or organize them in a way so your name is the first initials of everybody else.
And then I wouldn't have a job.
No, they're not going to know.
No, they do know, actually. It's funny. They're very serious about their credits. But
really?
We're only allotted 50 names. To list, so I gave
and
up
they,
my
And they
slot.
Show up this fast on the screen.
Exactly. They do. True story.
Yeah.
True story.
I think you should go to YouTube and look for kittens inspired by kittens.
That's
right now.
Call.
I'd like to shout that out.
Kittens versus kittens.
That's probably up there. That would be funny to see. The only thing I have, you could always find me, justincomedy.com. If you want to send us an email, podcast@justincomedy.com. Please go to iTunes and rate the show, post a review. Do that for us. This weekend, I am at Marco Island in Florida with Heath Heitch. Great show. Check that out. We're there, the 19th? Through the 22nd. Then the week after that, I'm at the Des Moines Funny Bone with Mr. Robert Schimmel. I'm closing out my own show on Wednesday. Daddy's headlining a show
Wednesday. All right.
Probably. Thank you.
Clap, Natalie.
She doesn't care. Yeah,
I get to stay at home, be a stay-at-home mom in those days, even though I could...
Wow, that sounds just like Natalie.
I know, I'm good.
People are going to think we gave her
uncanny.
The mom.
That's my gift.
Do impersonation.
So anything for me, justincomedy.com, MySpace, Facebook, all that stuff. All right, thanks, guys. Teresa Lubeli.
Very well done.
She'll be back. We love her. We're big fans.
Can you tell me? I've been locked up way too long in this crazy world. How far is heaven? And I just keep on praying, Lord, and just keep on living. Giving